Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me on today's great sunny day in North Carolina is Easy.
What it is, what it
what
do.
What it is, what it do. And BBB over in the right-hand corner.
Chilling just a little bit.
Chilling just a little bit, waiting on the trade deadlines. The deals. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to give much shout out and prayers and thoughts with Chris Bosh, you know, Miami Heat center that, you know, he's not playing today because he's got the blood clots they're taking a look at.
Man, he's got some
There's
issues.
Some serious issues about Chris Bosh right now. So, you know, hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he's okay.
And he's dealing with a calf injury as right. well, so.
Wasn't he dealing with a leg injury the last time he had a blood clot?
Yeah,
I believe so.
And they might want to.
So hopefully they.
This might. I mean, if it's a blood clot again, I mean.
They're talking about career.
He might.
There's no way he can come back again.
Right.
I mean, he has 4 kids he has to think about. And his family needs him. He's done a lot in his career.
I hope he's been smart with his money.
You know he has. He's signed some really good deals. So.
Come on, LeBron got him paid.
LeBron got everybody paid, yeah, man.
Well, Chris got himself paid because he was a dominant big man in Toronto.
That's true.
Before he came to Miami.
Yeah, but when he went to Miami, he went to Miami and got paid.
Well, when LeBron left, that's what got him paid. You know, that contract he signed after LeBron.
Not just that, though. I mean, when he left Toronto to go Miami. Okay, playing Toronto is not the same as playing Miami. You play in Miami, you're in Miami. You're getting the big lights.
Miami.
Right. Welcome to Miami.
Exactly. He is in one of the biggest markets in the world in basketball. Right. I mean, Miami, you know. Dude, it's one of those cities where you're getting – it's like L.A. You're getting the big money. You're getting everything big.
But nobody really –
And there's no state taxes.
Which is great.
There's no state taxes in Miami?
Yep, in Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Good for him.
So, you know, that's the thing I say. It's a little bit different getting paid in Toronto and getting paid in Miami.
Well, there's no taxes in Toronto neither.
But you're in the far north. No one's paying attention to you in Toronto.
I'm just saying.
The only time they paid attention to you was this weekend when the All-Star game was there.
Hey, man.
Well, the American dollar is worth way more in Canada than it is in America.
Is it?
Yeah.
The loonie isn't, you know.
Isn't Toronto the is the number 2 seed in the East this year, and nobody's paying attention to them.
I'm watching.
No one's giving them a chance.
Cleveland's watching them.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They are not.
You know something?
Cleveland. The only thing Cleveland's worried about is the Western
You know,
Conference.
Your negativity is just unreal.
How is it being negative? It's being honest.
It's being honest.
You know?
You want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Exactly. We're going to do that
That's
later.
A soundbite we got to get.
I'm telling you. But, no, we got a great show today. We're going to talk about some preview some baseball. We're going to talk about some NFL offseason news. I know you hate it. We're going to talk about that sport that does 4 left turns.
Four left turns. Oh, horse racing.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's NASCAR.
Who cares?
It starts over again. That's we're not in Charlotte.
You know, I like NASCAR a whole lot more than I like that other one that's played on frozen water.
Frozen water.
That one's weird.
It's not frozen water.
What is it? It's
no,
ice.
It is.
Oh, no, I'm messing.
Ice. All right, let's get into this week's Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week. Come on, Timmy, y'all got some dummies.
Well, I've had a dummy for quite some time now, and I just haven't been around to say it, and it's Johnny Manziel. I'm sure y'all have mentioned it a few times, but
I'm tired of
look, I ain't been here.
Pop Warner.
Okay. But yeah, Manziel, man, he just needs to carry his ass home. But yeah, Griffin.
Get the help you can need.
Yeah, for real.
Manziel,
man,
please.
Damn.
Well, he was. He was at, in case you didn't know, he was Mike Evans' wedding this past weekend. He gave
beating up
speech.
Somebody else. That's beating cool. up another woman, knocking her, busting her injury.
The other, I have one.
He does need to get some help.
I do have one other dummy, or a few dummies, however it is. But any other movie that came out on the same weekend as Deadpool, if you thought you were going to make any damn money, you're an idiot. So, because apparently Deadpool just tore it up.
And we're going to talk about that because I want to see if you guys saw it.
I have not seen it yet, and I'm quite irritated about it. But
it was great.
Yeah. So
don't take your kids to go see it.
Yeah. Whoever the hell is taking it, it's rated. I saw something. They were like, "Oh, I wish we would have known." It's rated R.
Exactly.
It is the first comic book movie to be rated R. And Deadpool, his whole character is a sarcastic, murdering asshole. Like, that is his character.
Do not take a kid to go. This is not Avengers.
This is not X-Men.
You do not take a kid to go see this movie. So please don't take your kids to go see this movie.
And then don't be mad if you take your kid to see this movie and you have to leave early.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
Don't blame the system if you take the kid to go see it.
The movie's rated R. Like, that's your warning right there. It's rated R. Anyways.
Parents. Wow. Parents just don't understand.
Who's
just all about Will Smith right now, ain't you?
You got any dummies?
Let me think. McGrady, Mutombo, and Gervin for giving nines to Aaron Gordon on that last dunk, which was clearly a 10 dunk. The Charlotte Hornets again for passing on Devin Booker for Frank Kaminsky. Kaminsky has been solid, I guess.
Well, still, they passed on not just him.
Did you hear the way you just said this? Solid, I guess.
I guess.
Like, you couldn't even say that solidly.
They still pass on Winslow, too. I would take Winslow over him.
I just still don't understand. You drafted a guy that's already at his ceiling instead of a potential shooter that can be in the top three in scoring in this league in the next 5 years.
He's going to be insane.
Drafted a dude just like Cody Zeller.
What is the deal? Big Ten power forwards, man. We love them guys, though.
But Cody is a better defender.
And more athletic.
Yeah. I don't know. The coolest thing I've ever seen Frank Kaminsky do is ride a hoverboard. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen him do.
Is there anybody else that we need to mention in the Dummies of the Week? I think I'm
That's
good.
That's it.
I have another one.
Go ahead.
The governor of Louisiana. Are you out of your damn mind to even think of canceling LSU football? What the hell is wrong with you? Louisiana breathes, eats, sleeps, has sex LSU football. And you talking about budget, man, you better fire yourself, your staff, your family. You do not cancel or talk about canceling LSU football ever. Ever.
I agree.
The hell is wrong with you?
Well, was that yours?
Yeah.
That's it?
The last
You got
one.
Any other ones? All right. First one I want to talk about is I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but Ronda Rousey. I love Ronda Rousey up until this interview that I saw she did on Ellen. She said that She, after the loss to Holly Holm, she was in a suicidal state of mind because of the loss. There's people out here with real issues in the world that think about suicide. You know, and suicide is not a jokeable matter, so I'm not trying to joke about it. And it's not a dummy, but it's I kind of lose what I think about Rhonda because the comments she made. Because there's people with real issues in the world.
I think you have to
think about suicide.
I think that's one comment where, because we have seen Rousey before and we know her personality and her, you know, her in public, I think you have to look more into that comment. I don't think it's necessarily the loss that gave her those thoughts. It's the way things were handled, the way she was treated. And, I mean, you got to remember, man, she took a lot more heat than she's probably dealt with in her entire life. And that, to her and to somebody in that sport and in that environment, is a real world problem. She went from being arguably one of the most beloved athletic figures in the world at the time to being completely hated. You had people telling her you had people on social media telling her to go kill herself.
There's people all over the place, all the time on social media, that overstepped the line.
But that's the first time she had experienced that. So for her, that was something completely different.
But to me, okay, and I think this is what Mike Greenberg was trying to go with it, and maybe I'm wrong, but the way Ronda Rousey handled defeat reminded me of the way Cam Newton handled defeat.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
If you're going to be a great champion and a great person to move the sport, and you'll be dabbing, you'll be talking,
be talking that mess.
If you'll be talking mess,
you're going to be on movies, like you say, and everything like that.
Then when you lose, you need to be able to handle yourself.
Yes.
The way because you're not only a hero to a lot of people, you're a role model to a lot of kids, a lot of young girls, you know, like Cam Newton, to African Americans in communities. You know, you're a role model to these kids.
Yeah.
And when you go on Ellen DeGeneres' show and you're talking about suicide, and this is really serious, all right? And, you know, these kids are watching you say this on TV. Because she lost a fight?
Again, I don't think
the difference between her and Cam, she will never be undefeated again. You know, Cam can come back next season, win the Super Bowl, and everything is forgiven for a year. But yeah, I can understand why it's such a bad loss. Yes, but what you have compared to what other people have, you know, you're doing movies, you're making all this money. It is different than you and Big Bobby that have a full-time job, three or four full-time jobs that are really busting your butt to make a difference. You know, I don't like where she went with the comments. I understand, and you know, trust me, I ain't disrespect suicide and people to think about it, but
I think that shows how important her fighting career is to her, though, and how important the public perception of her is to her. Because, again, I don't think it's the loss that gave her those thoughts. I think it's the way the media, her team, the UFC, I think it's the way everybody handled the loss and the unnecessary crap.
But you know what? Just like Cam.
If
you don't do it before the fight,
but even some of the stuff,
you better be ready after the fight.
But even some of the stuff with Cam is unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary, because all year long, all I've heard from Cam Newton and other people, I'm putting Ronda in the same situation. I'm this, I'm that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm going to knock them out. If you don't talk the junk, get ready for the junk to be talked back to you. And that's the problem.
Well, you also,
you know, I'm just saying.
You can compare in some ways, but in other ways you can't, because probably 60% of people who watch UFC pay-per-views watch it because of the build-up on fights. I mean, how many times have we seen people say, hey, I don't have any genuine disrespect for this person, but I talk crap because that's how we get people involved.
When you're a fighter, yes, you talk crap. Absolutely.
I think
the best fighters in the world have always talked before the fight.
I think some of it, it's their job to talk crap. Whereas with Cam Newton, hey, bro, nobody watches you because of the crap that you talk. They watch you because of how good of a football player you are.
But when you lose,
you have to lose with grace.
You got to lose with grace.
You do.
You do.
You do.
And I feel like Cam and Rhonda both have not handled losing with grace.
We also don't know what else was going on with Rousey
at the time either. No, we don't. I've been the number one fan of Ronda Rousey on this show. I've always defended her.
I don't know.
You know, you have attacked her. You know,
I have.
You know, but I have been one of the biggest supporters of her on this show. But, you know, I just handle every – when you lose, you need to handle it with grace. You do. And sometimes you don't need to –
I think when somebody
– share everything.
When somebody shares that kind of information, I'm not quick – and I'm not saying anybody else is quick to it, but I'm not quick to say, oh, it's all because of one thing. I do think stuff like that, when you're a public figure, you need to keep to yourself. Well, I don't care what the situation is. You need to keep that kind of stuff to yourself.
I almost feel like it was to a point of trying to get some of the love back in her direction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where we feel sorry for her.
Now, that is can fault her.
That, if that's where it was headed, that is a shame. But
it is.
I want to touch about it. It's not a dummy, but I want to talk about it. Going to my dummies of the week, 24,000 Broncos fans missed school for the Broncos victory party.
Man,
one-third of people in school.
Didn't they
school.
Say they had some like 5 they million
had a,
people?
They had, yeah. They had a ton of people out there. I was looking at the crowd. I was like, damn. How did all those people get down there? Like, how are the floats getting through?
My question was, how are y'all that sober? Because, you know, it's legal to smoke and everything.
Nobody was sober in the streets. They were all tore up. They was passing joints.
They had brownies going around.
Here you go. Let me take a bite of this. Pass me that brew. They were... And they're mile high, too, so you know it's less oxygen. Man, they were toe up.
The NFL better not drug test none of them Denver players for at least another month.
But you know the crazy thing is, the NFL tells you what day they are coming to give you the street drug test. So fools like Josh Gordon and Justin Blackman, who fail these tests consistently, what the hell is wrong with you? Just stay sober and clean until after that test.
Yeah.
Idiot.
You would think. Suns Marcus Morris, he goes after his teammate during timeout. I don't know if you guys seen it.
I saw it.
I was like, dude, and it's at Archie Goodwin. Really?
Archie Goodwin wasn't being good.
It's time to trade Morris, man. It's time.
The Morris brothers are loose cannons, I guess.
Now, the Phoenix Suns organization is a joke right now. It's probably top three worst running organizations right now. The refs blowing a call that caused Boise State to win versus Colorado State.
You can't leave it in the ref's hands.
You can't leave it in the ref's hands, but, you know, you
referees have cost many of folk.
Yeah. Alabama fan decks out their Jeep in Roll Tide fashion.
Hey, Roll Tide.
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it in Alabama, right? I mean.
Why? I'm
a
diehard Dallas Cowboy fan, but I'm not gonna put a star
you're not gonna
on
get
my
the
hood.
Dallas Cowboy truck. That was
no,
decked out.
I'm not doing all that.
Well, you're older and smarter. Like, I'm pretty sure he's a younger kid.
No, I've seen older people. Dude.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but you're in
if
between.
If you got some money to throw away,
yeah,
go deck
well.
Out your vehicle.
You that's not that bad, man. That
really?
Actually looks pretty cool.
Really.
I do that LSU style on mine.
I mean, that Jeep is pretty funky. Look at that with the big A on the tire and the different colors on the back.
Actually, I kind of like the camouflage.
He got the rims on there.
I think that's pretty sick. Yeah,
he did it right. You know, it's not like he's got a big-ass elephant on his neck.
Riding on the hood and stuff with the snout hanging everywhere, going back and forth. That would have been a no-go.
Dallas Mavs are going to host a redhead theme night in March.
Go ahead, Dallas.
Why?
Because of
the purpose of that.
What's the name that played on? Why though? I mean, are we gonna go brunette night?
Go Mavs.
Go Mavs.
Go Mavs.
Wow, I tell you, there you go, Mavs.
That's his team. Okay, all right.
They need to have a hover round night. You know, Mark Cuban is one of the main owners in that hover round. Everybody roll into the stadium with your hover round on your hover round.
You mean a hoverboard?
Yeah.
Did you know in New York they actually call skyboards?
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they in the sky with these boards?
No. My next dummy of the week, Minnesota Vikings Andrew Sandejo goes bold, takes Valentine's Day date to McDonald's.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, being smart with your money. But like, yo, girl, hey, happy Valentine's Day. You can get a value meal.
The McPick too, homie.
And she happy about it.
I mean, she real with it. Like, that's what's up.
McPick too.
You know, I mean, don't get the cheese sticks. You know?
I mean, they're pretty terrible.
Oh, I got to say, you should have went Burger King. You can have it your way.
Go to Wendy's.
I'm just saying, I would went
Always
Burger
fresh,
King.
Never frozen, baby.
Yeah, I would went Burger King.
You could have choked on these nuts.
he said the Mavs are better than the Hornets. You can't laugh.
No, you can't. You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
they have won a title, so it is what it is.
That's funny.
But we did beat the Mavs by 20-plus points in their building this year.
No. It's not what have you done. It's what have you done for me lately. I don't know if we mentioned it, but what about the soccer ref who gave the red card and got shot?
That's one of my dummies.
Oh, okay.
He got shot.
Yeah, you know, I got it. Another one, there's a flop. The Devils forward makes a flop look too easy. He gets hit. And all of these are on our Facebook page. So, you know, any of these I'm talking about right now, go check them out.
Solid.
But he gets hit. And
oh my God!
Blankly, just fell down.
Yo, he's just like
in the middle of the ice. Watch. That was a late flop. That may be the flop of the year.
That's a Shaq and the Fool right there. Yeah.
Boy, LeBron got some challenge now.
Yeah,
poor man.
Colts. Here we go. I wish I had a jail
like,
thing.
Come
right
on, Pagano.
We have the first arrest of the offseason for the NFL. Jonathan Newsom of the Colts arrested on two counts of marijuana possession.
Can we please just legalize this already? Like, damn. And the NFL just make it. It's not a big deal. Ain't nobody going out on the field high.
It's just not a big deal.
No, it's not.
Marijuana should not be legal.
Why?
It should not be legal.
Alcohol's legal?
It's not the same.
They
prescribe
not.
Marijuana for pain.
No,
for
marijuana, cancer you won't. Listen.
You can die of alcohol poisoning. You cannot kill yourself with THC.
More people die yearly in alcohol-related
It is scientifically impossible to overdose or consume too much THC to kill yourself.
It's not about that.
Then why should alcohol be legal but not marijuana?
Listen, to me, this is a personal issue with me.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain. I grew up in a house where that's all my parents did.
Smoke weed?
Yes.
It's a hell of a house.
Okay. No, that's where I grew up, okay?
Shit.
And when you grow up in a house like that, they do not make the best decisions when you're smoking marijuana. You don't. That's probably my computer.
Neither does an alcoholic.
But, you know, I'm just saying, marijuana should not, and that's, I'm not going to get into the debate, should it or shouldn't it. I don't think it should be legal. You know, I don't think it should be
fair enough.
Everywhere. I can understand the reasons. You know, medical marijuana, I agree with that. And I can understand it helping. It does help. You know, I ain't gonna go into it. But come on. Right now, it is legal. Why are you being stupid? That's my point.
Well, it's not legal in Indiana, so.
It's not. Well,
go
it's
to
not.
Denver and
you
got to
be in the right state. You know,
got to be in the right state.
I would have a house in the state of Washington or the state of Colorado in the offseason.
Here's where
I
disagree with
weed.
It. Here's where I disagree with it. If it's going to be legal in one state, it should be illegal all over the place.
Well, that's okay. That you know.
not just one state. You shouldn't have two states that have it and everybody else. Like and four. Then tell in it and then tell the NFL players you can't do it, but it's legal in their state that they play in.
Well, that's like we had issues with that in the service for the guys stationed in Colorado. It's legal in Colorado, but because it's not legal federally, you can still get in trouble in the military for it.
Right.
So, which is ridiculous.
It should be one or the other. We can't do but.
It should just be legal. It should just be legal.
I disagree, but okay.
Fair enough.
You know, we can have a political debate another day.
Political debate.
Yeah.
We lost Periscope, by the way. Sorry, guys.
Drake getting in on a picture of LeBron and Kobe at the All-Star game.
It's all over Drake.
Come on, Drake.
Man, that's Drizzy. They in his city.
They love Drake, man.
They in the six. I don't know. Why the hell is Toronto called the six anyways?
Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa.
Oh, man.
Leave it to Drake to mess up one of the all-time best pitchers you will ever
What are you talking about? That's why it's even better because Drizzy's
Drake
in it.
Drake is in it. You see a superstar
really?
Entertainer.
You don't see the superstar.
Hold on. That's
you
not
see
even,
a Kobe Bryant.
That's not even his fault. He didn't know He didn't know somebody was taking a picture.
You knew they was going to take a picture at some point.
So he just ain't allowed to stand
Why
up?
Why are you sitting down? The other guy's sitting down.
Because he's Drizzy.
That's Drizzy. He is in the moment. Like,
they
get
is,
him.
They is
get
in
him.
Toronto.
Go at LeBron. Get
Look
him.
At this picture. This could be one of the best pictures ever.
I think it's better because they got the old school Kobe on his jacket. He over here with the Thriller jacket with Kobe on it, man. It's on point. What you talking about?
I don't like Drake. Come on, man.
Jump man. Tell me something.
Manny Pacquiao's comments that had Nike void his contract.
Well, guess what? You just lost millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Now, Manny Pacquiao, in today's society, you can't make certain comments. And unfortunately, you can't stand up for what you believe in. Even if it's what you believe in, you can't. You know, bad place, bad time. Monty Ball pushed his girlfriend through a table.
There you go, another arrest.
Yep, that's what got him released from the Pats near the end of the season.
Was he signed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, and then they released him. Then I'm going to go with Argentina ref.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
They take their football serious overseas.
Referee shot dead by player after getting red card.
Why does the player have a gun? Please explain
to me.
This
is like the last Boy Scout. He had the gun in his trousers.
Please explain to me why this player is running around on the field with a gun. See, Odell, you over here worried about a bat.
They got guns.
They got guns and
they
shit.
They looking to shoot referees. You gave me a red card, fool. Bow, bow. Your shirt red. Now
he
what?
Also allegedly shot another player in the chest.
He was like, I'm going to just shoot everybody.
Damn. Why does he have a gun? What the hell is going on in Argentina?
And I think they finally captured him, but they didn't capture the shooter, but he is still being pursued.
He was on the field. How do you not catch him?
What kind of security they got there?
Is this obviously none because he came on the field with a gun.
Is this Paul Blart?
Oh, my God.
You know, security guard service here?
Good Lord.
The next one I got, a fan throws a beer can at referee after he called penalty on brother at hockey game.
I mean, hey, you ain't going to call that on my brother.
Like, fool, what's wrong with you, fool?
Bro, this shit is getting – refs and stuff are going to have to start getting hazard pay. Like, we're in Argentina today. We're going to go ahead and need to make sure you guys have your bulletproof vests on. go ahead and make sure you have your neck collars on just in case vampires come out of the woodwork. Like, man, what the hell is going on? Damn. They are who we thought they are.
they absolutely
Some refs shooting, opponent killing machines.
Like, baby, I got a ref in Argentina tonight. I might not come home.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Damn. Pray for me.
So that's our dummies.
It's going to be an obligation for refs now, prior military or police service.
You better get always, you some vests.
All it's going to take is the NFL player doing this one time.
Well, the NFL player ain't going to make it.
Yeah,
the NFL,
he ain't making it onto the field with a gun.
Hopefully.
I'm thinking the ref.
Oh, a ref wild out, or player wild out on a ref and hit him in the head with it.
Yeah. And I can see a ref carrying one in and doing
big
this.
Big defensive end picks up Ed Hockley and slams him on his neck.
Don't call illegal hands of the face on me, fool. All
right. We got a steroid test this guy right now.
No kidding. Well, that's the end of our show today. Come back tomorrow. We got a great show, some baseball news, NFL offseason. Are two words for you and Bon Voyage. You guys got anything?
Y'all know what it is. Live life, love sports, baby.
Sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. See you later.
Side piece. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink. Can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone.